You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13. The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 4 podcast.
What is up? Final hour. I know everybody in the control room is excited because it's getting ready to be Friday, getting ready to be the weekend. I appreciate you guys hanging out with me for the last 3 hours. As always, the phone lines are full. We'll get into your calls, but right now, the hardest working lady in all of sports. I think it's a tie between her and Laura Rutledge and Alyssa Lang, all these great ladies that we have working for us. Heather Dinich, who I believe, do you have an apartment now in Dallas with as much time as you spent up there for college football playoff stuff?
Well, if I did, it would be way better than the creepy hotel that I stayed in when I was there the past couple of days. Cue the Shining music. But no, not quite yet. But I might be paying taxes, dude, if I keep it up.
I was going to say, yeah, if you spend enough time in a state, you have to pay taxes on your income over there. All right. What happened? I didn't even know that. I thought all the business for the college football playoffs was done. They figured it out. Everybody had their kumbaya moment. What in the world are they trying to figure out now?
Yeah, there's a lot of work left to be done. And you're right. What happened was the most important part, which was the CFP saying we're going to expand this thing to 12 teams in 2024. But now they're actually trying to make it happen. And what did happen this week in Dallas was CFP Executive Director Bill Hancock, for the first time, cemented and confirmed some dates that were kind of floating out there already. But now we know for sure that one game is going to be on Friday, December 20th. These are first-round games on campus in 2024. And then three games will be the next day on December 21st, 2024. And then the other thing he said is that they're getting closer to confirming midweek games for the quarterfinals. So there would be three games on New Year's Day. Three games on New Year's Day. I think that's a Wednesday on January 1, 2025. And then the fourth game is either going to be the day before or the day after that. So I know that unless you're sitting there staring at your calendar or your phone, it's kind of hard for college football fans to visualize. But the gist of it is this. There's going to be a lot more football games. The season's going to go a lot later till January. In 2024, we're not going to know who the national champion is until January 20th, I believe, is the national title game. So it's going to take college football fans a while to wrap their heads around the calendar and also just how different the seeding is going to look from the committee's top 25.
It's fascinating because it keeps going back and forth, and there's always going to be lawyers and there's always legalese. And so remind me of where we're at right now. So we've got the quarterfinals that will be played on campus, but the semifinals will still have a bowl tie. Now, is that going forward, or that's for the first 2 years, and then they'll redo the contract?
So just to clarify, only the first round games are on campus. The quarters and the semis are going to be at the bowls, the New Year's Six bowls. So we're talking the big boys, right? Cotton, Fiesta, Peach, Rose, Sugar. Etc. So that is locked in stone for the final two seasons of this contract, so 2024 and 2025. Now, do they change their minds in the new contract and say, hey, this home game thing is awesome? You know, maybe they do, but I know Monday was spent with a bit of a dog and pony show of the six bowls coming in front of the commissioners for the first time in about 9 years. And reiterating their value, their importance, their history, their tradition, etc. And so they're trying to maintain relevance and continue to be partners with the CFP. And I know the CFP wants those partnerships to exist. And I know that bowl season is very concerned and reiterates the importance of those middle-tier bowls also moving forward. So as of now, it's the first-round games on campus at home and then those other rotations of the New Year's Six bowls.
What other business do they have in Dallas at this point? Anything else that may be earth-shattering that they're still looking into?
Well, not earth-shattering, but, I mean, the weeds of it is they don't have the TV contract done yet with ESPN. ESPN is the sole rights holder, so that's a big piece of the puzzle, excuse me, that isn't done yet. So there is a possibility that there could be multiple broadcast partners maybe sooner than some people expected, but ESPN has first rights to it. So, I mean, everybody knows ESPN's going through a bit of a hard time financially right now. And TV executives have to figure out if they want to pay the price that the CFP is asking for those extra games. So they're still going through those negotiations, but CFP Executive Director Bill Hancock told me that it was not a setback, that he expects all of these things to be done and finalized so that the season will kick off 2024 with a 12-team playoff. But they're also trying to figure out, you know, campus hotels. I mean, logistics, like ticket allotments, where are you going to sit? The visiting fans at some of these venues on home campus and things like that. So there's still a lot of those things. And the academic calendar. I mean, you know, we kind of talk about those dates, but they're also talking to the NFL. And Hancock wouldn't share those conversations, but they are competing against NFL playoffs. So how does that all impact moving forward?
It's, again, makes your mind, you know, it's simple for us to sit there and go, they should do this. Why not? But then all of a sudden you actually got to get into the details, and the devil is always in the details. Last thing, Heather, because I know you've been busy on the road. You're probably getting ready to make some cookies at home and tend to the beautiful family there. What was your biggest takeaway of what you saw in night one of the draft? I mean, we see these college stars going to the next level. Was there something that kind of surprised you that you loved or hated or in between?
Well,
this podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be. Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/Paul. That's Hims.com/Paul for your personalized ED treatment options. Hims.com/Paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan.
One of the things I loved was the top three, because first of all, it made sense to me. I would have taken Stroud first. I do have questions about young size as an NFL quarterback. But what I loved about it was having met these guys, and particularly spending a little bit more time with Bryce Young and Will Anderson Jr. They're amazing people. I mean, I remember walking away from interviews with them being like, man, you know, they're such good people that if you didn't know what they did on the field, you would never tell, you know? So I was happy for them that happened. But the other thing, I was floored that Will Levis didn't go, because I'm so conflicted about him. Because nobody knows. The truth is nobody knows. Last year was no indicator of his highs and his lows. It was so deceiving because of the horrible offensive line he played behind. And Mark Stoops, I talked to him about this, you know, he's like, I'm not going to make any excuses for the turnovers that he's made, and that's out there. But I'm just so intrigued by his potential. I don't know him. I don't know anything about his personality. I have zero judgments on him as far as character and all that, whatever the reports are about those interviews and stuff. I don't know. All I know is what I've seen on the field, and the jury's out, but he has the skills. I'm so curious what he could do in an NFL offense.
Yeah, it'll be fascinating, and it just kind of shows you how the draft machine works about, hey, when all of a sudden one person gets scared, they all kind of run towards the exits at that point. Someone, I believe, it might be the Tennessee Titans, move up today and pick him early in that second round. Chocolate chip cookies, macadamia nut, what are we rolling with on Cookie Watch at the Dinich household?
Gluten-free chocolate chip. It's guilt. I come home and I'm like, I overcompensate. We had pork, sauerkraut, mashed potatoes, green beans, corn. I mean, the whole bit. So we're going to have family game night tonight, too. Because I got to go to Phoenix next week.
Get it in while you can. Family is the most important thing, and you're part of the Feinbaum family. Thank you, Heather.
Thank you.
She's the best. You can follow her on Twitter at CFB Heather. Let's take some phone calls here. Catherine is in Florida. What's up, Catherine? How are you?
Hi there, Peter. I'm so happy to talk to you. I've been waiting a whole year since the College World Series last year. You do a great job. I really enjoy the coverage that you do for baseball, and you know so much, and you know so much about the players.
I appreciate that. Catherine, who's your team?
Oh, University of Florida.
They are fun to watch right now this year, huh? How about Jack Caglione and what he's been doing?
Yeah, and just anybody in the SEC. You know, I was happy, like Mississippi State, that was real exciting for them. But you just do a great job. But I also want to give a big shout-out to Jalen Carter from Apopka High School being picked last night. I mean, those Blue Daughters, they have – such a fantastic program up there in Apopka. And I think they've been state champs 3 years, and last year they lost in overtime. But, you know, it's awesome for him, his family, you know, for the high school, and actually for Central Florida. We have some really good teams here in the high schools. And why the University of Florida cannot find some of these young men playing on these high school teams, I just don't understand.
I mean, Catherine, thank you so much for the phone call and the nice compliments, but you bring up a fantastic point. Billy Napier has to put a fence around the state of Florida, right? And that was an issue that LSU had when they started losing out to Alabama, is that Nick Saban would go in and they'd get a Landon Collins, they'd get a Dylan Moses, right? They'd get those players that were born and raised right in LSU's background and take them out. And that's what Billy Napier has to do. That was the reason why Miami became Miami back in the 80s. And the U was that Howard Snellenberger said, we can't let talent get around Miami. Put a fence around here and make sure they go to the U, they win titles. And Billy Napier needs to do that to kind of restore that glory out there to Gainesville. 855-242-PAUL is the phone number. Hit me up on Twitter, at Peter Burns, ESPN. Doc Ray, A.C. Jackson, Louisiana Dan Dale, the new guy. An I-Man on hold, that coming up next here on the Paul Feinbaum Show.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Welcome back. Peter Burns filling in for Mr. Paul Feinbaum at Peter Burns ESPN is where you can find me. 855-242-PAUL is that phone number. I man. Hello, sir.
Peter Burns. Sounds so nice, you got to say it thrice. Peter Burns. Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends. We're glad you could attend. Step inside. Peter Burns, how are you today?
You know what? Anytime I hear that, I get the warm and fuzzies, my man, because that means I'm sitting in this chair having a blast with the Fine Bomb callers, and you're one of them.
Well, I tell you what, you're my favorite guest host on the show. There's a couple other people, maybe. I like Greg McElroy, but you're by far the best guest host that he has. And it's just a fun show. And it's a fun show with Paul. But it's more laid back and relaxed. It's kind of got that Miles Davis attitude. You just kind of got that slouch in your stance, and you're kind of looking around, and everything's cool and easy. It's just cool and easy. You know, Peter, I thought when I was younger, you know, being a kid watching all these science fiction movies, you know, Shockathon on Friday 13th, I thought quicksand was going to be a major damn problem for the rest of my life. but I did not realize, watching the Little Rascals in our gang, that E-Man's woman hater's password was going to be even bigger. I am passworded to death. Are you? Everything you do now has to have a password.
I'm running out of passwords, and then every time that I try to do some type of version of my old password, it says it's too close to my old password, and I'm like, I'm literally right. Running out of pets and loved ones to put in.
And you know, when you have to make one up on the fly, you already know you're going to have to reset that damn thing when you go back to it.
Because zero doubt.
You don't have enough letters. They're not capitals. They're not little. Mm-hmm. They're not numbers. They're not symbols. They're not this. Oh, you don't want to use that one. Are you kidding me? I mean, you know, the crazy thing, passwords, I'm passworded out. You know, talking to Paul, first off, I heard a caller call in and say, Peter Burns. That's a pure compliment. Hell, if I'd have known we was going to start a movement, I'd have sold T-shirts, Peter. I mean, I'd sold T-shirts, and we'd had some real money.
I man. Truth be told, though, I'm not quite sure if you want to sell a T-shirt or wear a T-shirt that says Peter Burns. Think about that. You know, I don't know if you want to advertise that.
And from the other side of that, the people that are looking at that, you know, there might be some
interesting looks.
Let me move on. Let's just move on. That's not, Mickey and Daisy Duck aren't going to like that conversation.
Yes, sir.
Talking to Paul, and when you put pure facts on the table, he sometimes gets his panties on the wad and gets a little abrupt because he don't want those facts out there. But when he got upset with me, I was talking about pure facts. He said things just did not work out. Well, they didn't work out because the kid had a gun that Alabama was recruiting for basketball. And guns seem to be a problem all over this country. Not the guns, but the people that are toting the guns are a problem. I've never seen a gun drive a car, walk down the street, do anything without some help. I mean, it's totally in the handicap lane. It's got to have some help. And so Paul got a little abrupt, and I had to call him back and put him in his place. I mean, you know, he and I can have that kind of conversation because we've known each other a long time, kind of like me and you. We's pals. We's in the woman's haters club, but we love women. And then yesterday, this guy calls in. He's one of the, you know, he's legend. He's telling me to kiss his rear end. I don't kiss adults' rear ends, and I don't get into fake arguments, and I'm too cool, calm, collected, and laid back for that. But now, if I bring an argument to you, it's because I'm bringing one to you. But most of the stuff just kind of rolls off my back. I don't pay attention. You know why? Because when they use my name like that, they're leaning and hoping that I would give that call some credibility. And some of it is credible. Some of it's just not. And you know, there's a lot of callers. That lady just said, I've been waiting for a year to talk to you. She's been a whole damn year. A whole year? I mean, how do you stay on hold for a whole year? At some point, you got to lose service. Because you ain't got a password.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Now make one up, and you just type anything. Oh, that's a good one. Yeah, now it's gone. Reset that password. Peter Burns. Have a great weekend. And how about Jim from Tuscaloosa? Is Jim from Tuscaloosa out there rattling chains and taking names? I tell you, he's stomping with a big pair of shoes on. I don't know who he took them from, but he damn sure wore them home. Have a great afternoon, War Day Legal. Peter Burns.
There it is. My Freddie Freeloader, my Miles Davis of the Feinbaum Show. It is I-Man. Always, always a treat. AC in Canada. What's up, AC? Tough act to follow right there, my friend.
Good afternoon. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Yes, sir. What's up?
Are you with? Oh, absolutely. Let me tell you something. You know, I'm a regular caller. I'm not a fake phony like some callers. They'll call in and say, they'll bash Mr. Feinbaum, and when you show up or someone shows up, they're going to kiss up to you pretty good, make sure they have their chapstick on. And let's face it, Jim and I, man, they love each other's, and they like each other's balls really good. I left.